Penguin Random House Audio presents At the Water's Edge by Sarah Gruen. Read for you by Justine Eyre. One crow for sorrow, two crows for mirth, three crows for a wedding, four crows for a birth, five crows for silver, six crows for gold, seven for a secret, never to be told. Prologue. Drumnadrochit, February 28, 1942. Agnes Marie Grant, infant daughter of Angus and Marie Grant, January 14, 1942. Captain Angus Duncan Grant, beloved husband of Marie, April 2, 1909 to January 1942. The headstone was modest and hewn of black granite, granite being one of the few things never in short supply in Glenurquhart, even during the present difficulty. Marie visited the tiny swell of earth that covered her daughter's coffin every day, watching as it flattened. Archie the stonecutter had said it might be months before they could put up the stone with the frost so hard upon them, but the coffin was so small, the leveling was accomplished in just a few weeks. No sooner was the stone up than Marie got the telegram about Angus and had Archie take it away again. Archie had wanted to wait until the date of death was verified, but Marie needed it done then, to have a place to mourn them both at once, and Archie could not say no. He chiseled Angus's name beneath his daughter's and left some room to add the day of the month when they learned it. An addition for an absence, because Angus, unlike the wee bairn, was not beneath it, and almost certainly never would be. There were just the two of them in the churchyard when Archie returned the headstone. He was a strong...